All right. Now, folks, in 6 minutes, we have a call-in scheduled for a time certain from our affiliates. I'm not sure if we have more than one or two, but we've got about 6 minutes. I mean, I can't believe this. We have 5 minutes to kill right now. No, WBAI, I already spoke with Bear Tolton and Tony and Andrea. I'd like to keep the stations together, as it were, in terms of presentation, and I wanted to give Renee the opportunity to address the board. So that ran us up against time with our little break there and everything, and the affiliates have a time certain because we have to have them call in. So WBAI will be presenting their information after the affiliates call. And if that doesn't run a half hour, then excellent. Dan, did you?
Well, would it be appropriate to make a motion on an item pending before the body?
Is it short?
The motion is very short.
You know, I'm loath to entertain such an idea when we have a time certain. What is it regarding, Dan?
The KPFA budget.
No, my dear. I'm sorry. I think that would be far too controversial to dispense with in 3 minutes.
Well, I didn't think it could be voted on. I just thought I'd put it on the floor. Again, if that's all right.
I think that would give us parliamentary difficulties. But why don't you wait till we get back into financial matters, please? Thank you. Yes. Lydia, yes.
Yes, we just had what is basically almost a housekeeping item, which was just the notice to notice.
Would you like to?
Of the bylaws.
You want to notice? That's not. No,
it's
seriously.
Not a discussion of the motion.
No, I know, but
Oh, okay. Anyway, it was just to be time certain before we adjourn today, so I thought it would save time.
Okay, so I could take a notice. It's not debatable. Doesn't have any. Yeah, go ahead and establish notice, Lydia. That's fine. That's something that can be done in 5 minutes.
I'll just read it.
Folks, we're still in session, so if you need to carry on side conversations, please do so outside. Thank you.
It's a motion to set notice date for proposed bylaws amendment. Whereas 9 directors of the Pacifica National Board have proposed an amendment to Article 6, Section 1 of the Pacifica bylaws, be it resolved that we, the 9 proposing directors, move that the Pacifica National Board set October 1st, 2011 as the notice date for the proposed amendment to Article 6, Section 1 of the Pacifica bylaws.
Is that it?
That's it. We're apparently there will be some other bylaws coming down the pike,
Thank you.
I do have another one that we referenced earlier. I could do that one right now.
Sure,
as well.
If there's a second one that you want to give notice to right now, there's sufficient
Tia,
time.
Tia, can you read that, please? And it's not the whole motion. It's just a motion to set. The wording will be the motion to set notice date for the proposed bylaws amendment. And Afia can
here
just read the subject
here.
Line.
Excuse me. And the subject line is notice of motion to redesignate a standing committee. If any standing committee of the Pacifica National Board fails to meet quorum for 3 consecutive properly noticed meetings, the Pacifica National Board redesignates that committee as a task force or working group in order to allow such committee to fulfill its purpose. Said working group or task force remains subject to Pacifica's bylaws and rules of Robert's Rules of Order.
But the actual motion is just the subject matter. Just to notice October 1st.
Thank you. Does anybody else have a bylaws amendment they want to notice in the next 2 minutes?
No, we have to vote.
Yeah, I just want to make sure
notice.
This is clear. This would cover the notice date for any proposed bylaws amendments that come in before 60 days prior to December 1st, correct? So you're set. Right now we're just setting the notice. We're setting the date.
The notice date for October 1st, because the bylaws require 60 days of carts twice a day.
Yeah.
So therefore, but I'm just noticing these and reserving the fact that by the end of the weekend we may have others, but that's not my... I just want to make sure these get on the thumb. We have to just take a quick vote that it's okay to set the notice.
I just want to clarify that October 1st is not 60 days before December 1st. So I don't know I don't want to get any little technical difficulty with the bylaws. But 60 days before December 1st is what you're talking about, right? Right. So is that okay? I just want to make sure we don't cause a problem.
I think we'll be fine. Just a point of information.
Is it at least 60 days?
Exactly.
It's just a point of information.
Please. Ken.
Has something been approved by the board in this action just now?
She's just giving notice. Anyone can give notice of anything they like.
That's great.
Yeah, we're not voting on anything. It's merely notice.
Summer. No, you have to just vote that it's okay to give notice. The board needs to.
No, we have to. That has to be subject to debate. I don't understand what we're doing.
Okay, so. Here we go. I'm going to hit up. And folks, this is why I didn't want to take on anything substantive during the 5 minutes. I don't see any problem with giving notice. If it's a debatable issue, I'll hit the Roberts and the bylaws between now and.
I didn't think it was debatable. Everyone should read the section of proposing bylaws.
Yeah,
if it's debatable, we wouldn't have to vote on it.
I will hit the bylaws in a moment. Meanwhile, let's keep the schedule going. So perhaps we just noticed something, and perhaps we just gave pre-notice of the fact that something will be noticed. Regardless, thank you. All right, we are up against our time frame. All right, folks, we're at 4:30, which is a time certain for an affiliates call-in. Who is facilitating that? Heather or Teresa or John?
I would just like to tell people we could possibly have had more affiliates. We did not know what time. The situation is that when they call in, there's no queue. So if you're number two, you just either don't hear, you just hear it ring or you hear a busy signal or something. So we needed to find out what time specifically we were going to designate to this, and I didn't find that out until day before yesterday.
It was on the agenda in terms of if you added
right,
the time.
Right, but it said between 3 and 5:30.
Right, but the times were listed for each section, which means we're at exactly the time that was on the agenda, adding those together. But this also only came up as an issue a week ago. We've never done an affiliate call-in while I've been on the board. I understand it was done prior to that, but this...
Right, so... We did not send out a notice to all of the affiliates asking if they wanted to call in. I did speak with Betsy, who was with White Earth Reservation, and she said she would try to call in at 4:30. So, see?
And I have another affiliate person who just called me. I
fantastic.
Have a question here, so I need to go out. So,
So, people, they should be trying to call in depending upon how their watches are synchronized with ours. So if John or Otis get a call, I guess we'll know. We'll hear it. So until that, maybe if we have any more notices.
Can you hear me properly?
Hello.
Hi, who is this, please? Folks, can we have quiet in the room?
This is Harlan Joy with WRT in Atlanta.
Thank you so much. Well, welcome to the Pacifica National Board meeting in Washington, D.C. This is your time to talk to us as one of our affiliate members.
Okay. I'd just like to say I think the affiliation between all these small stations in Pacifica is an important one. I think it's important both in that we bring your programming into communities where it would not ordinarily get, and you provide us with a lot of resources that we wouldn't have otherwise. We do a number of programs that come out of Pacifica, if I'm not mistaken, including Democracy Now. I think it's still coming out of you folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to reach down here and get a program guide. It would help me just a minute. And I know we do several of the ones in our free speech radio news, we don't have much. I think there's a couple of the news ones that come out. And we do, I don't know if you do, whether we don't get Hard Knock Radio from you directly, do we?
Yeah, I believe that Hard Knock Radio is one of the syndicated programs that's available for downloading or from our satellite.
It's
yes.
from KPFA.
It comes out of the Berkeley sister station. And that's primarily Davey D is the primary producer for that program.
Right. We do that regularly.
Excellent.
Harlan,
yeah?
This is Heather. Would you talk a little bit about how importance or the importance of WBAI for the founding of WRFG?
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. I'm one of the founders of WRFG 38 years ago, 37 and a half, 38 now, isn't it? And I came out of New York, I'm a Southerner, but I came out of New York City, and DAI was my beacon in the 60s. And so when we came down here, we were hunting something, and there was nothing here. So the only thing we could do was start a station ourselves, which a number of us did, and several of the other folks came out of San Francisco area and knew KPF. Is it AIK? The one in San Francisco. And DAI at the time was just the only station that really gave you war news, gave you a feel of what was happening in New York City and across the country at the time. And when we came down here, we kept an alliance to some degree with DAI during that first period. And I just think the relationship is important. And getting our messages back and forth in the sense that affiliation, the small stations, takes what you're doing so much further than it goes just simply through the five main stations. That's the main thing I want to say. I just want to touch base and
thank you.
Let you know that you are important to us, and we hope that we, the affiliates, are important to you too.
You are. Go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you, Harlan. We appreciate you calling in.
Sure.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, and I believe Teresa went to go and see if our other Betsy is going to call in next. All right. So, and while we're waiting for that, yes, we do have to vote on the date that we agree on the date for the bylaws amendment. So that's all. Campbell.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that during this time when Pacifica is facing some financial challenges, the affiliates are facing more emphatic financial challenges, and so it's what we're doing to help our stations, our network stations, survive is one thing, but there's a tremendous impact that this has on our 160, 170 affiliates, and some of them are really facing major kinds of challenges. Unfortunately, maybe more than a few of these challenges we are kind of involved in. Thinking in particular about like in Santa Cruz, where we are kind of nudging up close to a radio area, a broadcast area, that we have an affiliate there that's involved in a repeater is sort of looming into their territory. I think we had a little bit of discussion about this, I believe, in this PNB session earlier. But, you know, these are the kinds of things I think that are included in the importance of our affiliates task force being able to engage a collaborative relationship and ensure that we maintain a collaborative relationship with our affiliates. We're in process of developing a survey for finding out from them what are the kinds of things that we can do to be most useful and supportive. Also, we're looking at putting together ways in which we can partner in terms of fundraising and development so that all boats rise. And I think that this is a critical situation, and really I think that Ursula is doing a fabulous job in terms of the tireless work that she does across the country in regard to the affiliates. I mean, it's like she's a person on a mission, without a doubt. And certainly we've got a number of folks who are participating in the affiliates task force who are, I think, you know, bringing a whole lot to the table, and we've got a lot of energy, excitement, and enthusiasm to go forward in a positive way. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Campbell. Bruce?
Quick question.
Yeah, microphone, please. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'd like to get straight on what is going to happen now with the three
budgets that we didn't get to. Is this going to be put up till tomorrow, or
it may be? The thing is, we have management from New York who's come down, and all the things that involve outside people with their own schedules, we got to finish. Yes, of course, Bruce. And I think based on time constraints, there's a high likelihood we'll have to start the morning with budgets tomorrow in order to finish that we have to get that done.
I just wanted that affirmed,
yes.
So we know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we're not going to leave them and go away and not finish our budgets this weekend. But we may not finish the agenda with all the old motions, you know. Be that as it may. And I'm sorry, Teresa, you weren't able to reach Betsy?
Betsy may or may not be trying to call in. I may have been calling in, and
sure.
She might be getting a busy signal on her phone while she's trying to call in.
Okay.
So I think what we might do is just move on with our business if she calls in and just take time off.
Sure.
I would like to encourage people to read the report of the Pacifica National Board, which is in Section 2, and also wanted to call to your attention that we are working very hard on a survey, and the need for a survey has come up in the discussion of the audio port. So we hope to be of significant help in that, because we're having a meeting that's scheduled for this coming Thursday for those people that want to work on the survey, and a telephone conference, and we're lining up all of our questions to get as much information as we can from our affiliates to better serve them.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to let Afia Wangaza and also Heather Gray, who are both affiliates directors, say something during this period about affiliates. So go ahead, Afia. Oh, Heather. Okay, go ahead, Heather.
I'm sorry that we would like to have had more affiliates. This was a little bit confusing. I'm
yes.
thinking that in the future it might be helpful for us to be calling them and getting them on the line rather than us having them call here or wherever the meeting is taking place. But we are looking forward to doing this survey. One of the things that I was talking with one of the folks on the task force is that getting a history of some of the founding stories, actually, of our stations, all of our stations, I think would really be worthwhile and helpful to really understand the importance of community radio in America. That's one of the things that I'm interested in as well. And doing the survey will be somewhat helpful in accomplishing that goal, I think. As Teresa was saying, that, you know, some of the discussion we've been having in the board meeting is very helpful for us to develop this survey. And as Campbell was saying, and as Teresa was saying also about information about the portal, how often our radio stations are making use of those programs, and how the programs produced in various parts of the country are going elsewhere as well. It's a wonderful network. And I think that even in spite of all these problems that we've had lately, it reflects the importance of the portal to radio stations, because it's been growing exponentially, which is really very impressive, I think. So I do want to mention at the last meeting, both Campbell and I were selected as co-chairs of the affiliate task force, so I want to mention that as well. That would come out in another affiliate report I think we're going to have somewhere
yes,
on the agenda.
We hope so.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Heather. And Afia?
First of all, let me, with regard to Hard Knock Radio, which is another one of the stations or programs that that we use, and you've heard me on various occasions mention Pacifica programming, in addition, of course, to Democracy Now, that we use on our station, WMXP LP in Greenville, South Carolina, the voice of the people reclaiming the drum, which, of course, was at one point banned and illegal, not just for Africans, but for Native Americans as well, that the producers are actually Anita Johnson and David D. I don't want to leave Anita out of credit for that. I want to especially thank my colleagues on the coordinating committee for retaining my longstanding efforts to provide opportunities for the affiliates to speak directly to the PNB in an open and unfiltered fashion. I think that I had left the matter of notice to the task force, and I do hope that rather than handpicking participants that the practice of notifying the full slate of affiliates will be restored, and that way it'll be self-selecting as opposed to hand-picked. I'm delighted to learn of the uptake on my longstanding request for a survey and my continuing call for enhancing and upgrading audio ports. So I want to thank everyone who's doing work that ultimately serves the needs and interest of affiliates, because we recognize that radio is not a commodity but a lifeline. Thank you.
Thank you, Afia. And I guess just a word, you know, as chair here, and you know, whether next year or not, I don't deal with next year yet, but I would like to see, I mean, I think it's a good practice, and with a little pre-planning, certainly proper notice could go out with a time certain for in-person meetings to notify everyone through the affiliates network that there'll be a specific time, and we can coordinate the logistics with our technical staff in terms of whether we call people or they call us, but some system by which we may hear from a larger group of affiliates. And
I would point out that historically a notice has gone out with a time certain.
Okay.
Historically,
but
the time has
this, since this only came up a little over a week ago, it wasn't. But you know, we can certainly, for the future, I think, plan on it that this is something that we want to make happen, and just say, you know, this day, Saturday, this time, and well in advance, so that people can choose to participate, and we can work out the logistics as to how to do that. But I think it's a very good idea, very fruitful to be able to hear from affiliates directly to the board and give that opportunity. So
I just want to say I absolutely agree with that, and I agree with the FIA. It would be just, you know, great to get this notice out everywhere so that people would have that opportunity to call in.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and the continuing effort to bring
or
in new stations.
Or for us to call them.
Yeah, or for us to call them, in which case there'd have to be some correspondence as to, yes, I would like to be called during the affiliates period. So we can work out those details, but I think it's something that we could easily fill a half hour to even an hour if there were enough respondents who wish to participate. And that's very helpful. It's nice to hear from the people that you're working with and get feedback on all that. And I am pleased to see the affiliates growing, and I hope that we continue to add more and put more up on AudioPort and get more of that out there, because it's one of the ways, you know, radio can stay alive is what's going on around us right now. So with all
one more thing?
Yes, of course, Teresa, please.
One more thing. Of course, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do encourage everyone to go to pacificanetwork.org to see the diversity of our pacificanetwork.org. We have very diverse affiliates, like the from everything from the Immokalee workers down in Florida to the White Earth Reservation in Minnesota, which is a new affiliate that we had hoped could speak to us today, to KVOI in Norman, Oklahoma, which I take particular pride in helping to get started from.
Yeah,
a window that was open a couple years ago.
Excellent. Well, and I think, you know, the affiliates are a good example from everything from low-power FM to college stations. When we lived in Little Rock, Arkansas 23 years ago, we got news from WBAI on the local Little Rock College campus station, and it was a breath of fresh air living in the South. So, you know, it's a fantastic thing that we should continue to keep alive and to grow and to expand and to let more people know that it's available, because there may be many small stations that don't know that for something very reasonable to nothing, they can, you know, I mean, they can get access to an incredible amount of fantastic radio programming that may not be in any way available in their regions. So thank you to everyone, you know, to the affiliates and to all the people who work on the affiliates. With all that being said, I think that we are at a time where we could go ahead and go to the next thing on our agenda, because I don't think we're going to hear from anyone else right now. I'm sorry? Okay, so our technical staff. Yeah, of course. So, but I think once we get started, if you get someone through in the next moment, tell me. But otherwise, I'm ready to move on so that we can hear our management report from WBAI.